Smell that wafting in the air? That's Roast Murdoch with revenge jus and a confit of poetic justice on a bed of mashed patience served at UK Parliament House. Delicious. Stephen Boyle, Gosford.
Ah, dear letters to the editor. It's hard to imagine a more antiquated combination of ideas than writing a letter to the editor of a newspaper. Venting spleen and having our say, there's no shortage of ways of getting things off your chest these days. But in the midst of all our newfangled connectivity, the letter to the editor persists, online now as well as in print. Alex Kaplan is one of the letters editors at The Age and co-edited a new book, pardon me for mentioning, Unpublished Letters to The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald. Here's another taste.
I vote an Olympic gold be awarded to the first Australian athlete who can put the L back into Australia. Val Sherwell, Armidale.
Alex, good morning and thanks for joining Sunday Extra. Why unpublished letters?
Well, we receive a lot of letters every day.
I'm sure you do.
But many excellent and some not so. But we often have leftover letters that in an ideal world would have got in the paper, and we thought we'd like to share them with
our
readers.
Just some of your more regular writers, or are they a little bit risque?
They're everything. Risque, out there, rude, insulting, un-PC, just funny, witty, clever, or just general observations on life.
And people are still writing, still putting pen to paper?
People are still writing. It seems to still have a certain attraction having your name in print that other avenues don't offer these days.
And you publish online too,
We publish online as well, so the letters that go in the paper also go on our website.
You don't take advantage of the limitlessness of online to publish many more there, or do you still rigorously curate the letters?
We still curate the letters, and it's hard with the crossover between the comments and the published letters, so there's that more open forum where you can comment on the article.
Yes, but a letters page is a thing, isn't it?
It's a thing. There's that tactile element. You pick up the paper, you see your name there. And also, it's a bit broader than just a comment on an article or an idea.
Of course, you can
pick up the page and you can get the news of the day, of the week, of the year.
So what's a day in the life of a letters to the editor?
Every day we get in and open the inbox, and we just pretty much go through the inbox grabbing letters that jump out. First cull is...
So there's a lot of emails.
Yeah, they're mostly email now. Yeah. We also have faxes and handwritten letters. They're handwritten letters, the number of them is decreasing.
Yep.
And usually they're in an older style scrawl.
Okay.
So it's more of, I think it's a generational thing. But you're mostly in the inbox.
That's interesting I guess you would expect the number of handwritten to decline, but it's, I guess, sad in its way.
It's very sad in its way because it still feels lovely to open an envelope, dear sir, and there is some, a nice little missive about something.
Even that sexist affront.
That's right. Especially given we're the two letters editors, all of the Age letters editors are women at the moment.
So what makes a good letter to the editor?
I think it's that feeling that you want to read on for a start. If that first reaction, you want to know what they're saying, you want to get to the end. A pithy observation, a witty comment, a nice turn of phrase, something relevant to the current news.
Now, I know from my experience of online commentary that there are certain issues that will always fire people up in great abundance.
Yes.
Is that true too with letters?
It's true. I mean, during the election campaign, of course, we had a huge number of anti-Tony Abbott letters.
Do you try and balance that out?
We try and balance that out. So we're always on the lookout for a different idea or a different take on an issue, especially at election time or some of those sort of times where you're wanting to broaden the debate and not narrow it. So we do. And obviously big news events, Julia Gillard, those kind of national sort of events.
Alice Kaplan, you're listening to. She's letters editor at The Age and is co-editor of a new book, Pardon Me for Mentioning, Unpublished Letters to The Age and Sydney Morning Herald. And this is Sunday Extra on RN. Jonathan Green with you. Alex, let's hear a couple more.
Of all of the report cards I got in high school, the favourite of my parents was from the art teacher. Bernadette has a pleasing nature which will help her in later life. Her art will not. 17%. Bernadette Maguire, North Epping.
Credit where credit's due. The big retailers must have a social conscience. They give jobs to surly, uncouth young people who would otherwise starve to death. Tony Turner, Two Ross Head.
Alex Kaplan, are women bigger letter writers than men?
Well, No, we find that we have more men writing into the paper than women.
Appalled of Beau Morris writes.
Yes.
Is that a tone? Is there a slightly curmudgeonly tone to the letters to the editor-writer?
Definitely that sort of tone. I think there's a certain tone of an older generation that really enjoy getting something off their chest in that way.
Do you feel like the custodian of something which is inevitably going to vanish?
I do, yes. I'm hoping that it won't vanish, but I think it probably will eventually. But while it lasts, I feel it's we need to make the most of it.
Now, the wonderful thing about letters to the editor is, of course, and this is unlike much of the sort of anonymous commentary we see on the internet, that these are people who confess to their opinions, that put their name
yes.
to them. And you check that?
We do. We like to check that the people who are writing to us are who they say they are, rather than that, just that anonymous sort of I reckon or some just being able to have a rant. So we try to check all our letter writers.
And does it normally turn out that the people are who they
say
they are?
It does. Yes, it does. Some people don't want to put their name to the letter. So we often will give them a call and just check if there's some personal reason. But we prefer to always put the name to the letter unless it's something deeply personal.
What's your feeling about the anonymity that people can have online and still have a strong opinion? Is that a good thing?
Well, I think it's a bit. I think it's got two sides to it. I think it gives a certain freedom to say what you think without having to identify yourself. So perhaps people feel a bit more liberated in expressing themselves. But then I think you're putting out your opinion, but you're not willing to stand by it with put your name to it. And I think that can perhaps undermine the credibility of your argument a little bit.
The letters pages, of course, have always attracted the serial letter writer.
Yes.
People for whom this is a sort of a performance space.
Yes.
Are they still there?
They certainly are. We have people who write every day several times of varying degrees of quality, from people who are completely out there with crazy ideas, pushing a particular idea, or just a part of their day.
Does that make it harder to publish them?
It does and it doesn't. We try and judge every letter on its own merit. But if we publish somebody too often, there are people who are consistently witty and have interesting observations on life. We publish them too often. We offend our other letter writers. They think they're getting an uneven go on the pages. So we sort of have to balance out trying to give everyone a chance.
And apart from those several times a day people, and they know who they are.
They do.
Is there otherwise a fairly regular stable of people who will routinely offer something of good value?
Yeah, there is. There's sort of a core group of letter writers who usually write well and have an interesting comment to make or something that adds to the debate.
With so many ways of feeding back, does the newspaper still take this as a serious endeavour? Are the resources still there around this part of the paper?
Oh, look, the resources are different in terms of if you compared it to, say, 10 or 15 years ago, obviously, but that's across the paper. But it's still it's still thought of as an important part of the paper, especially for Melbourne. Mm. It's that real connection between the reader and the city and the paper, and it is really well supported.
Once upon a time, there used to be even copy takers. Your point of view.
That's right. There was there was probably triple the number of people devoted to the page compared with now.
So I'm guessing that as long as there is a newspaper, there will be a letters page. But
that's my sense. Yes. Well, I can't guarantee it, but
we live in hope.
We do.
Alex, thank you so much for joining us. Alex Kaplan, the journalist, letters editor with The Age newspaper and co-editor of a new book, Pardon Me for Mentioning, Unpublished Letters to The Age and Sydney Morning Herald, published by Allen and Unwin, and that's out next week. Sunday Extra, here on RN, Jonathan Green with you.